Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for October 15th, 2018. In today's news, Kone has been ranked among the world's best employers. The Archdiocese of Sydney is planning a 70-story mixed-use tower. The dates have been set for the next three lift and escalator technologies symposiums. A 40-story condo tower in New York City's Nomad neighborhood has topped out, and facade work is nearly finished on another New York tower, this one on the Upper West Side.
Kone has been ranked 105th on Forbes 2018 Global 2000 World's Best Employers list, marking the second year in a row the Finland-based OEM has achieved the honor. Including publicly traded companies from more than 60 countries, the list is based on an analysis of more than 430,000 recommendations by employees and other respondents in the areas of image, working conditions, and diversity. Kone has more than 55,000 employees representing 129 nationalities all over the world. Kone said its personnel strategy includes a strong focus on enabling employees to develop their competencies and leadership skills.
The Catholic Archdiocese of Sydney has filed applications to build an approximately 70-story, 734-meter-tall tower at 133 through 141 Liverpool Street on the southern end of the Central Business District in Sydney, the Urban Developer reports. The structure would take shape on the site of the 1970s-era Brutalist-style Polding Center, which houses the Archdiocese offices. It would include six basement levels, an eight-story podium, commercial and retail on floors 1 through 7, and apartments above. Sydney's Candelepas Architects designed the proposal. It is expected the Archdiocese will sell the site if permitting is approved for the building, which would be among the 10 tallest in the country.
Details for the next three symposiums on lift and escalator technologies have been announced by the organizers, most of whom are with the University of Northampton and Chartered Institution of Building Services Engineers Lifts Group. The 10th symposium will be held on September the 18th and 19th, 2019, at Highgate House in Northampton, UK. In 2020, the 11th symposium will be in Shanghai on May the 4th and 5th, with the 12th symposium on September 23rd and 24th that year, again at Highgate House. For more information, to register or to submit papers for the 2019 meeting, visit liftsymposium.org. Papers from this and past years can be downloaded from the website by clicking on the Resources tab.
A 40-story, 479-foot-tall condominium tower with a crisscross facade by Morris Ajmi Architects, inspired by nearby Gothic architecture, has topped out at 30 East 31st Street in New York City's Nomad area, New York MB reports. The 88,000-square-foot structure will house 42 spacious condominiums and 1,600 square feet of ground-level retail. Resident amenities will be on the cellar, ground, and second levels. Eckstein Development and Pinnacle Real Estate are the developers, and Douglas Elliman Development Marketing is handling sales of the units that start at approximately $1.65 million. Completion is anticipated in 2019.
The facade has reached the rooftop on the 33-story, 416-foot-tall residential tower, 1865 Broadway, on New York City's Upper West Side, New York MB reports. Designed by Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill in the brutalist style of I Am Pei, the structure includes 160 residences, both rentals and for-sale condominiums, and a four-story retail base. Avalon Bay is the developer, and TEI Group provided the elevators. Move-in is anticipated in 2019.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.